Last year, we reported on the opening of that first navigation center in the mission. There, we met Delilah Soto, who, along with her girlfriend, Rocky Anderson, was seeking a pathway to permanent housing.
First day, it was kind of like surreal for me. Like, you know all the pretty pictures they have? I didn't even notice them until the second day. And I was like, wow, was I in that much? Because I was just like, oh my God. Because we've been out there since last July.
We wondered what had happened since we last heard from Delilah and Rocky, so we sent KLW's Meredith Hodnott to find out.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Rocky opens the door to their room on the sixth floor of a Tenderloin SRO, or single room occupancy, and we're greeted by happy barks and wagging tails.
Hi, Mama.
Hi,
how are you doing?
She's the first one at the door.
This is Barda. That's Bella.
The room is cozy. It doesn't fit too much more than their bed, some furniture, and the dogs. But Rocky and Delilah have a full bathroom to themselves, which makes them lucky in this building. They've been here for a little over a year.
Homelessness takes a toll. You know, it's a bunch of hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. You know, you gotta stand in line to eat, then you gotta stand in line to take a shower, then you gotta stand in line to get a pair of new socks, then you gotta stand in line to get a snack, then you gotta stand in line, you know.
But we had our times where we had a place in Oakland for about 4 years. And so we were homeless before that, then we had that, then we were homeless again. And yeah, and then we got into the Navigation Center.
Rocky and Delilah say the Navigation Center was exactly what they needed.
And it was cool. It was different than any shelter. I wouldn't even want to say it was like a shelter because, you got to bring your animal.
They embraced us all, you know, the animals, and they'd come in the morning. They wouldn't even say hi to us. Be like, "Where's Sparta at?" You know. So, the
we couldn't have done it without the Navigation Center. We really couldn't have. They gave us a shot.
They really did.
It's a once in a lifetime thing, and you know what I mean. And without this opportunity, we'd have probably still been homeless. Honestly.
Yeah.
The Navigation Center offered them personalized case management. Instead of hunting down each housing program or benefit office individually, Delilah and Rocky found everything they needed in one place.
We'd be like, okay, you know, we're waiting for it to go wrong, and we'll see. Well, they said this, and we'll see what happens. And it was actually, for once, they did what they said they were going to do.
Officials say that the average client spends about 3 months at the Navigation Center. Rocky and Delilah had their IDs and paperwork in order, so they moved through the program as quickly as possible.
It took them exactly 3 weeks to get us housing, you know, and we followed through.
But once the whirlwind died down, Delilah and Rocky realized just how big a change they had signed up for.
It's just that's all we knew, you know, and that was comfortable for us. So to have something else, you know, new, or to be pushed into a new environment, which is like this permanent housing, you know, that's foreign. I never thought I would ever be okay with being inside because I've been sleeping outside for so long. So when I first got here, it felt like the walls were closing in, you know, and still to this day, I sleep with my windows wide open just to have that fresh air come in. It's a trip listening to the sirens go by all the time. Sometimes I laugh and just shake my head, you know, but not for the grace of God, there go I, you know. I'm one hit away.
On the street, they did their best to avoid the Tenderloin. That's where they used to get high, and there were all sorts of triggers calling them back. And now, their new home is right in the middle of it.
We kind of felt like it was a setup coming back into this area. Like, wow, at first we were like, man, really? You know, we fought all this way just to get here to get knocked back down because of the environment.
The hustle and bustle out there. It's like the energy gets tuned up. You can almost feel it. And it's like, you can buzz off it almost, and she does.
Yeah.
And so, in the first 2 months under their new roof, Delilah and Rocky relapsed. The stress of such a dramatic life change wore at them, and they fell back on old habits. They didn't pay rent, they racked up citations, and they should have lost their housing. But they didn't. The Navigation Center and Episcopal Community Services came together and found them money for back rent. They also set them up with meetings and programs to help them get clean.
I'm really grateful to be here. The staff, The staff is wonderful. They opened their arms up here too. I guess they see something in us that we don't, you know, so they do their best if you reach out to them to try to bring it out.
Now, over a year later, Delila and Rocky have a solid community and are working on building more stable lives. Rocky has a plan for a low-income dog grooming business, and she already has clients throughout the building. A flea dip, cut, and nail clipping for only $20.
Just because people are homeless or because people have low income and they have their animals doesn't mean that they can't take care of them.
We leash up the dogs, Sparta and Bella, and get ready to go on a walk.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you really guys for honored. Opening up your home and letting me hear about how you guys have been
this
doing.
This isn't home. This is the spot. We call this the spot.
The spot. Yeah.
We don't want to get stuck in the comment saying home because, but you know,
we're,
I mean.
We're still on the search for a home.
On the way down, Delila hangs back, but Rocky has a beaming smile and a wisecrack for everyone. Neighbors, caseworkers, building staff. And once we're outside, Rocky introduces me to every dog on the block.
That's Maria, the crazy pit bull.
And that's Pepper.
And that's Pepper, one of the Spartan spotness. What's up, Killer? There go Killer.
So, you know, we still have our little personal stuff, you know, that everybody does. You know, there ain't a day that goes by that ain't something coming up. But, you know, overall, like, we're healthy, you know, we're happy. We're not where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be.
When they finish walking the dogs, they'll head back up to the spot. It might not be home, but at least it's their own.
Yeah, head dog groomer of the TL. Tenderloin dog groomers.
For Cross Currents, I'm Meredith Hodnott.